My name is Matthew Bradley. I'm the president of Westminster NUT.
And so why did you decide to come out on strike today, Matthew?
I can't understand why anybody wouldn't decide. I mean, our pensions are under attack. It's not just us, it's everybody at the moment. I can't see any good reason for it. And, you know, I think we should all be out here in solidarity together. But for the moment, it's us, the teachers. And, you know, I support my union, I support the rest of the teachers that I work with, and I support the children who will become teachers one day as well.
What do you think is particularly unfair about the offer that the government is making to you?
I mean, I don't know if you can really even call it an offer. All I see is an attack on our pensions, basically. I can't see there's any justification for it. This money is not going to subsidise our pensions. It's just going straight to pay off national deficit. And in fact, you know, we're putting more in, we're working for longer, and we're getting less out at the end of it. If they call that a good offer, I don't want to see what a bad offer is.
In your opinion, is the teacher's pension sustainable? Is it paying for itself?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I can't give you the exact figure off the top of my head, but I mean, we have billions more in the teacher's pension over the top of what we were expecting to spend. And actually, it looks to be like it's becoming, over time, it's actually going to be more and more financially viable. So, yeah, I can't understand any reason why we're still under these attacks. And the only thing that I can think of is so that we can pay off the deficit, which we didn't cause. It's basically working out to be a tax on public sector workers, an additional tax, which private sector workers don't have to pay. And I can't understand why that's fair at all.
And how do you feel about people in the private sector who say public sector workers get good enough pensions, they shouldn't go on strike?
Well, what I'd say to that is actually I can understand why they say that, and that's because their pensions are very bad, and I absolutely sympathise with them. And I think the way we should be tackling it is not to make our pensions worse, but to make their pensions better. You don't improve the lot of society by making everybody go down to the lowest common denominator. You make everybody's lives better by raising everybody up to a good and decent standard, and that's what we should be doing.
And are you a primary or a secondary school teacher?
A primary school teacher.
That's really interesting. Do you often feel like you're in the minority?
As a male teacher?
We haven't found that many male primary school teachers.
You know, there are certainly a lot more female primary school teachers out there. Not enough for me to feel like I'm completely isolated. But, you know, it is definitely the case that we are in a minority. But it doesn't feel bad. It doesn't feel awkward. And, you know, we love the job. We came into it because we want to teach, and I just happen to want to teach primary school children. So.
What do you love about the job that you do?
It's the best job in the world. And no complaints about my job. Complaints about my pensions, yes. But no complaints about my job. I love it. I love teaching children every day. I love getting up in the morning and knowing that I've got a day ahead of me that I never really know exactly what's going to happen. But, you know, it's always something great and spectacular.